This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fire numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Imagine doing everything you can to stop somebody and you can't. That's a horrible feeling. You're just, it's like a little kid, you know, and you're with your big brother and you're just swinging your arms and he's got you by the forehead and he's keeping you off of him and your arms are swinging in the air. That's the way I picture Democrats right now. Scared to death. Scared to death of winning. Scared to death of becoming part of an America that is bringing more greatness than we've seen in decades. They're afraid of that. That's a pretty scary thought for us as Americans, that you can't convince these clowns that Donald Trump has done an amazing job and you need to side with him. They will do anything to not have to believe their lies. I mean, to continue believing their lies. They will do anything to keep themselves thinking that they're right. I want you to think about how, you know, what must go through your mind when you know you're wrong. You know it. In your heart of hearts, there's nothing that can convince you that anything you've thought up to this point is correct. And you still want to buy into the BS. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonShow.com. And I want to thank everybody for participating in the show, downloading, telling friends, etc. We're growing, not as much as I'd like. By the way, we did start our YouTube channel back, and I'm doing these things called Kev Talks. And I'm explaining stuff deeper than normally I would here, because we jump around quite a bit on the show. I just get a little bored. But I'm going a little deeper, and I hope you will find my page and subscribe, because we have to get 1,000 people to be on the page before we can monetize it, and we have to have 4,000 hours of views. So these videos are anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, and they're very informative, and they're funny. Of course they're funny. Yeah. So support us there, too. We really feel like the message needs to get, you know, spread wider. So that's what we're up to. Anyway, Democrats have tried everything. They just don't get it. And as I've told you guys many times, the psychology of having to admit that you are wrong is a powerful experience. And that's why many Democrats can't get out of that cult. It's a cult. It's worse than David Koresh. It's worse than the branch, not that they was the branch Davidians. What's the ones that wanted to go into outer space and thought some ship was going to pick them up and they all committed suicide? It's worse than Jamestown or Jonestown. Was it Jonestown? Well, what's his face? Killed all those people with the cyanide Kool-Aid. You want to talk about drinking the Kool-Aid? They have drank the Kool-Aid. It's killing them, and they don't care. But here's the thing. You do everything you can to stop Donald Trump and stop the conservative movement. And the problem is, you can't stop him. Every time you do something, he just pop right in the lips. He just pops you, you know, and you get woozy. And then when you look up, he's still there, and he pops you in your lips again. Let me tell you, as a fighter, it's a fun thing to, you know, somebody gets in the ring with you, and they think they're bad, and you just bap, you hit them, and they get all loopy. And then you let them come back. I had a buddy, he was mad at a dude, and he could have knocked him out. He kept the dude standing. He'd hit him just enough to bat, you know, to get him to woo, and the guy would look up. He would make sure the referee said, oh, he's good, he's good. Boom, he'd hit him again, and he'd make him woozy, but he wouldn't knock him down. And we knew what was going on because he was mad at him from something that had happened long ago. And he told us, he says, I'm going to keep this dude standing up until I finally get done with it. And then finally, well, he ended up not knocking him out. He got disqualified. My friend got disqualified. But he kept him going. And that's what Trump is doing. He's keeping these chumps up. He's like, no, stay up. Bip, he's hitting them. Because I'm sure by now you've heard of all the things that are starting to break. And let me tell you, folks, it ain't close to being over. It's not close. Donald Trump's going to be dropping little nukes What do they call them? They call them regional nukes. He's dropping regional nukes on the Democrats every single day. He'll drop them in North Carolina. He'll drop them in Michigan. He'll drop them in Pennsylvania. Anyway, the more that the Democrats try to stop their target, the worse things get for them. That's their problem. Donald Trump tweeted this. The Gallup poll has just come out with an incredible finding that 56% of you say that today, during a pandemic, that you're, wait a minute, more, I think it's more, I couldn't read it. Thanks, guys, for that you are better off today than during a pandemic than you were 4 years ago, O'Biden. Highest number on record. Pretty amazing. That's what the president tweeted. You go figure it out. I don't know if it's true or not, but he says it's 56%. You're better off today during the pandemic than you were during the time of Barack Obama. Highest number on record. Let me tell you, people, you gotta understand. Democrats know all this. Nothing new under the sun here. Democrats can give you their fake polls. They can tell you Biden's. This is what always cracks me up when people question this. I go, what do you think Biden has done to lead? What has he done? Give me one reason why you go, oh, yeah, there, people would definitely want to lead. You know, if you voted for Hillary, what about Biden? I mean, there's a contingent, let's face it, that are just idiots. They're going to vote for the Democrat no matter what. We can't change society overnight. We got to work on that. So there's an idiot contingent, no question about it. But why would more people decide, oh my gosh, I've got to go for Biden. He was so much better than Hillary. Or what is it? Is it his age? Is it his looks? Is it his magnetic personality and his charisma? What is it that would make you go, man, I didn't vote last. I voted for the Democrats last. Now, I'm definitely going to vote this time. And what would make you switch? Then I'll ask you the question the other direction. What do you think would make somebody who didn't vote, you know, who voted for Hillary go, I think that Trump guy. Is there anything? I'm not telling you one way or the other. I'm just telling you, I've got a list of things that Trump has accomplished. World peace, moving the Jerusalem thing, lowest unemployment or highest employment, whichever way you want to look at it, for blacks, Latinos, women, etc. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can put in that list, but there's nothing you can put for Biden. So I'm just curious, what do you think is going to draw people over? Because I haven't figured it out. There's an article. The guy says, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but I crawl over broken glass to vote for him now. You think there are a lot of people feeling that way? Because I know some. Anyway, we got a great show today for you. Glad you're listening. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 0123.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of things going on in the news. They said there was a kidnap attempt on Governor Whitmer in Michigan. I tell you what, people in Michigan are not happy with her. People in California are not happy with Gavin Newsom. People in New York not happy with Cuomo. If it weren't for the fact that these are institutional families like Gavin Newsom, very wealthy family, powerful, Pelosi's nephew, he would be out. Cuomo, man, he's got New York on lockdown. They're going to have to get the National Guard to get rid of that dude. I could go on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. We'll talk more about this kidnap attempt on Whitmer here in a bit. Hey, you think anything changed over the weekend? You think that Chicago stopped killing each other? Black Lives Matter? You think that happened, huh? Yeah. I'll give you the update here in a bit. Let's see. What else we got? Oh, no spike in the Wu flu in Florida despite no mask. I'm shocked. Are you kidding? You're saying masks don't help and social distancing doesn't help and that people just going on living their normal lives like they did in Sweden is going to work? Wow. What's going to happen when the world figures this out? That this is another one of these global climate change type, you know, boondoggle money grabs. That's what they wanted to do. They wanted to take your money, and they did. President Trump gets it finally. What else we got? SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. We haven't talked about that in a while. Why? Lots of other stuff going on. Lots of things coming up. Russian collusion document dump. That is going to be a huge discussion, folks, because now that information has been turned over to Durham. And, you know, I think that may be part of the reason for his delay. Here's what somebody... Oh, my gosh. This news here is insane. This is insane. Do you guys use Yelp? Do you ever use Yelp? We use Yelp every now and then. And Yelp is one of these deals where if you like a business, you go on and you give it a quick review. Oh, the food was great or the service was great. And you give it a, you know, review. And it's become I don't know. Is there a competitor to them? Anyway, we do use it occasionally. It's not like if it's in there, oh, it's in Yelp, we got to go, or we don't want to go because it got a bad Yelp review. Because it's like anything else. It can be completely, you know, bastardized. And that's what media, that's what leftists will do. They, like my book, for example, there are people that never read my book but gave it a 1-star rating. Well, my book may not be 5-star. It's 5-star funny. And it may be 4-star in terms of editing. Okay, maybe 3 stars in terms of editing. Because I've edited it. But it's a good book. Not a 1-star book. But people will do that. So anyway, Yelp, they said when a business gains attention for reports of racist conduct, Yelp will place a new business accused of racist behavior alert on their Yelp page to inform users, along with a link to a news article where they can learn more. So now you're going to get narked on if it's racist. Can you imagine you get bad service and you want to call it racist? Well, you know, bad service is bad service. I know white people get bad service. Yeah, well, and white people can get bad service from black folks, and it can be racist too. So let me put it that way. Bad service is bad service. Here's what you have, Yelp. You don't need to point out bad service. All you got to do is there's a rating, right? 1 to 5. You get bad service, it's a 1. You get good service, it's a 5. If the business is looking at the rating and they say, I got bad service, my family was there, blah, 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 a black waitress came up and she was very condescending, she did this, she did that, I can tell you, that business will know. It won't be a surprise to them that Shaniqua didn't want to serve the white family or whatever. And it's the same thing. If a white person is bad, you know, does bad service against blacks, I'll get it out. Then same thing. Bad service. The waitress was very condescending, didn't seem to want to do their job, you know, blah, blah, blah. Could have been racial. I don't know. Don't care. I give you a 1. God, man, what is this? Let's make everything about race. It's insane. Oh, you know, I was thinking about when we were first going to start this segment. So my grandmother's birthday is this time of year, and I would always get it mixed up between October the 12th or October the 14th, and it is today. And so when I would mess it up and it was the 14th, I would have to, you know, I'd have to do a mea culpa, oh, we mailed it late, you know, or whatever. But it made me think about my grandmother who raised me. And, yeah, I know it's not political, but I'm just going to break in here on a personal note. Because my grandparents took over my brother and our lives. I don't know why I'm struggling with the English language today. Anyway, they adopted my brother and I when my mother died, which is a horror. I can't even imagine my grandmother having to go through that. You know, she's buried her daughter, and now she's got to take on the responsibility of her daughter's children, which was me and my brother. So anyway, they did. And, you know, we obviously grew up my grandmother was a beautiful lady, very beautiful. And so she looked young enough to be my parents, she and my grandfather. My grandfather was on the cusp. he may not have looked like my daddy, or he looked like that old daddy, you know. But anyway, he was young for his age. He was 10 years older than my grandmother. But long story short, they raised me and my brother. And so obviously we respected my grandparents as our mom, my, you know, as my parents, and we would get them. It was always a conflict. Do we get you a grandmother card or do we get you a Mother's Day card? Now, we knew our mother had passed away, so we'd get my grandmother a grandmother card, which was weird because she was technically not even being my grandmother. I tell people all the time, when my mother died, I lost my mother and my grandmother on the same day. And some people think, oh my gosh, they both died on the same day. No. My grandmother died on that day because she had to take over the responsibility of being a mother instead of a grandmother. That's the profound nature of what I was trying to say when I make that statement. But anyway, so her birthday every year was a big deal as I got older and a little bit more successful, because my grandparents had nothing. And we knew they did. And so every time this year, you know, I always would mix up her birthday. That was number one. I got it right. Obviously, she's passed away many years, but I got it right. And so she loved getting cards with money. She loved it. You could send her a gift and she would be like, thank you, because it was like, I wouldn't have bought that for myself. So I just would get her a card with money. And the years that we would, there would be years where, you know, I'd send the card because I knew she was waiting on the money. And so I'd call her up when she got her card, and I didn't have any money in the card because I'd send a second card the next day. So she'd get her card and say, I got my card, baby. I go, you did? She said, yeah. She said, it was a little light. It was a little light. And I'd say, it was light. She goes, yeah. And she'd laugh, and we'd laugh at each other. Well, as it turned out, the second card came, and I could put a couple hundreds, crisp hundreds. She loved getting them. Anyway, happy birthday, Mother Dear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As senators are continuing to make their opening statements in the confirmation hearing for federal judge Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is promising that Democrats will not supply quorum for the votes needed to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, saying that the confirmation process was not legitimate. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is refusing to give up hope when it comes to passing a new stimulus package.
We're asking for some targeted areas of assistance that would help this recovery. It is a V-shaped recovery, but there are key areas that could help. One, let's add on to unemployment assistance. The president's executive order is not going to go forever.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. Talks are continuing between Democrats and the White House. This is USA Radio News. The curfew in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, a suburb of Milwaukee, ends today. It's been an unusual few days for people in one neighborhood since the Wisconsin National Guard started showing up every night with Humvees and armored trucks to protect the city from rioting. This man had people rioting and trespassing in his yard, and he decided he had had enough.
I was frustrated. I was fed up. And really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
Jason Fritz speaking there on Fox News. Rioters in Portland Sunday night toppled statues of former presidents Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. The rampage in a portion of downtown also saw criminals smash windows at Portland State University's police office, the Oregon Historical Society, and a number of other businesses. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Trump can be and must be expunged. The hate he has triggered, the Pandora's box he has opened, they will not be so easily destroyed. So, let us brace ourselves. The task is twofold. The terrorist Trump must be defeated, must be destroyed, must be devoured at the ballot box. And then he and his enablers and his supporters and his collaborators and the Mike Lees and the William Barrs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mike Pences and the Rudy Giulianis and the Kyle Rittenhouses and the Amy Coney Barretts must be prosecuted and convicted and removed from our society while we try to rebuild it and to rebuild the world Trump has nearly destroyed by turning it over to a virus. Remember it. Even as we dream of a return to reality and safety and the country for which our forefathers died, that the fight is not just to win an election, but to win it by enough to chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage and then try to clean up what they left. Remember it. Even though to remember it means remembering that the fight does not end November 3rd, but in many ways will only begin that day.
You guys remember that voice? Keith Obergeek, Keith Oberman. What a vile human being. Wow. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. Vile human being. Look, I disagree ideologically with Democrats. I'm willing to sit down and talk to them. And try, I mean, when I say try to understand them, I don't mean figure out where they're right or whatever. No, they're wrong. They're flatly wrong. Figure out what makes them such idiots. I'm happy to help them, like a psychologist would help a serial killer, you know, or something like that. I'm interested in that regard. But I don't need to. I'm not like John McCain and reaching across the aisle. I don't need to reach across the aisle. They're idiots. And they get mad when you tell them otherwise, but that's what they are. They're idiots. And Keith Olbermann, wow. He thinks the president is a terrorist. And what did he call us? He called the conservatives. I'm just telling you, these, when you want to figure out, how do I reason with them? You don't reason with them. Here's what I will tell you. If I were in a room with Keith Olbermann, and he was spitting that nonsense out at me, I would come over the top of him, and I would make him defend his positions, and at the end of it, I'm going to be honest with you. I would say, Keith,
You seem very dogmatic about this, you know, in, after we had our discussion. Do you feel like you need to do harm to me because I don't feel your way? I don't feel the way you do? Because I really want to give you the chance. I want to give you a shot. I mean, you just hear him saying this stuff and you just say, you got to shake your head and go, do you really believe you're going to reason with a guy like him? Here's what I also ask myself. How does he get that way? I mean, we're all reasonable. I know that for example, if we talk pro-life, there are pro-life people that cannot understand anybody talking about choice or whatever. I understand we got our dogmatic people on our side. And I understand the reasons why. But I guarantee you, they are willing to talk to you. They're willing to have a discussion. Oberman, man, I mean, he's just, you can feel the vitriol and the venom. The hatred he has for us. I don't have any hatred for leftists. I feel sorry for most of them. I think they're idiots. And I tell them that because I tell them that as a helpful thing. Like, hey, listen, help yourself. Don't be, as my grandmother said, don't be stupid your whole life. She would say that to us all the time. But hey, boy, don't be stupid your whole life when we would do something stupid. And I remember when my grandmother would say that, I would be like, well, that's true. I mean, you know, you can have stupid moments. But don't be stupid your whole life. So I mentioned this article, and this guy says, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but I'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him now. And I ask you guys earlier in the broadcast, do you know anybody like this? Are you one of these? Are you a person who was lukewarm or held you? So there's different degrees, right? I held my nose and I voted for Donald Trump, right? Or you were lukewarm. He was okay. I mean, he won. You weren't going to vote for the other side. And then there were those that said, no, I supported him. And then there were those that were just like, you know, first adopters and, yeah, Donald Trump. Okay, you got all that spectrum. I don't know where you fell on the spectrum. But let me back up. There are those of you who said, I'm not voting for him. I don't like him. He's mean. He tweets too much. Right? So you got that. You know anybody that's changed their mind? I'm just curious, are you somebody that's changed your mind? Have you moved on that spectrum that I just talked about? Have you decided, you know what, at first, I was okay, now I really like him. Now, I'm not saying that gives your vote anymore. If you voted for him before and you're voting for him now, it's still one vote. There's no enthusiasm or, you know, meter for how much you like the guy. If that were the case, Trump would win without question. But did you shift? So let me start. I'd like to be the one to start. Okay, is that okay with you? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to start. So, yes, I shifted. I like Trump. It wasn't like, he's going to do it, I love the guy, whatever. I just said, if he does what he says he's going to do, he'll be a good president. But I wasn't like a cheerleader. I just thought, yeah, I'm one that said, I'm not voting for Hillary. And I do like the things that Trump says. I like that he's forceful. I like that he doesn't hold anything back. Yes, I will vote for Trump. That was me. Now it would put me at a 6-ish, you know. If we were going from 1 to 10, I'm 6 to 7, you know, somewhere along there. Maybe I'm really 6-ish because I'd say 6 to 7. I certainly wasn't 8, 9, or 10, anything like that. Where are you? What do you think people are? Because I believe if you were... So let me go back and talk about me a little bit. I like talking about me. It's good. So I'm a 6-ish right in 2016. If you ask me now, I'm a 9-ish. Okay? It's gone up 3. So where are you? What were you before? Where are you now? Now, we already know about Brandon and the walkaway movement, and we know there are people who have said, look, we're definitely, you know, they've made it clear to me they're voting for Trump. There were the I didn't vote for him, I'm voting for him. I know people like that. I want to know, do you know anybody like that? And where are they? When they got on the spectrum, and here's what I think is one of the most interesting things as you're pondering this, you know, scenario here, or this thought exercise, when somebody jumps from the Democrats and to say, I'm voting for Trump, where do they jump on the spectrum? Do they jump on at, you know,
I don't like Biden, so that's why I'm going to jump over here. Or do they jump on and go, man, I had no idea this guy was going to be so good. I had no idea he was going to live up to his promises. He's the type of politician we've been looking for. Because, see, when people jump from the Democrats to here, to Trump, they don't just cross over the line. They jump into the deep end of the pool. Now, I don't know if that's true for you. That's what I'm saying. This is a thought exercise. You figure out what you want to do. But I've told you stories. I've regaled you with the various stories of, like, this young man who voted for Hillary Clinton, had bought her book. He had Obama's book, The Audacity of the Dope. He had Hillary Clinton, her book, whatever, I forget the name of it, Lie, Lie, Lie. And I mean, and he was throwing them in the trash. He made a video that he sent to one of my friends. He was throwing the book in the trash. Then he sent another picture where he's in a MAGA hat. So here's my point. When the Democrats leave, they dump the Democratic Party and they jump on the Trump train as if they want to be the conductor. They don't want to be a passenger. They want to be a conductor. And I'm seeing this, and I'm asking, are you seeing this as well? Is this what you witness when people leave? Are they leaving tepidly? Are like, oh man, I mean, you know, the Democrat Party just isn't quite, you know, or do they go, man, I have seen what these guys do? Because that's what I see. That's what I see. And I'm not saying that the others don't exist, because I believe they do. But I just believe, man, people leave that party and say, I want no part of it. They are bad people. So here's what this guy goes on. The guy says, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, but I'd crawl over broken glass to vote for him now. And his name is David Sound. And I think he wrote this in the American Spectator or something. I'm not sure. But here's what he said. I don't care about the tone of his tweets, nor if his opponents think he's rude. I've seen that he is a patriot who genuinely loves the United States of America and its people. Now, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, okay, this is a guy that what's resonating with him is Trump has been selfless. There's no question when he negotiates on behalf of us with foreign powers, it is all about the United States. There is nothing self-serving in anything that he does. And you ask yourself, Biden, he's covering up for his son. Hillary covered up for the crooked nature of the Clinton Foundation and so on. We'll be back. We'll talk more about this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What could leftists possibly want with Joe Biden as their leader? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, here you're listening to. Give you an example. So we leave the United States leaves the Paris Climate Accord, and they just got the new ratings of air quality. And you want to know who leads? You want to know whose air is cleaner after we got out of the Paris Climate Accords? The United States. You want to know whose air is cleaner, even though we relaxed the EPA standards on emissions for factories and what have you? The United States.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. What could leftists possibly want? Joe Biden says he's going to kill the fossil fuel industry the same way Barack Obama said he would. He said, Kamala Harris says they don't want, we're going to kill fracking, etc. Then they get asked about it when they go to West Virginia and these places where coal miners are in Virginia and in various places, and they say, no, I never said that. You wonder why people are leaving the Democratic Party. It is because, for two reasons. One, it is a cult, and they don't want you to leave, and they try to bully you into staying. And when you finally break it, and you wake up and go, what just happened to me? Because it hits you personally, you leave. And as I said in the previous segment, you don't just leave. You abandon it totally. You say to yourself, I don't want to know, I don't want to remember that cult. I don't want to know anybody from that cult. I'm just coming over. A good friend of mine, Mason Weaver, his wife passed away from pancreatic cancer recently, so sympathies go out to her. But Mason said to me, Kevin, he goes, it was that one day, he goes, I've realized my ideology, the way I was raised, differed completely with that of the Democrats. And he says, you got to understand what was happening to me, man. He says, I was prominent in California, NAACP, all these black things. He says, during a time in the 60s when it was all this sexual revolution, he goes, I had women throwing themselves at me, white women, black women, good looking guy. And he says, and all I had to do was walk that line. I mean, you're talking about just be the black power militant. And he goes, people were just throwing things. They were throwing offers and money and sex and you name it. And he says, I woke up one day and I said, man, this is not me. It wasn't a religious experience for him. He said it was a true cathartic moment where he goes, or epiphany, if you want to call it that. And he went, I don't believe any of this. And he goes, I changed that day. That day. And he goes, dude, he's telling me this story. I need to get this on film. He's like, he was alluding to what he gave up. And I can only imagine, because this guy is an amazing speaker. He's very passionate about what he does. I can only imagine what he was doing on the other side of this issue. It's like I ask people all the time, they call me a sellout. I go, you must be the biggest clown on the planet. You wouldn't even know who Van Jones was if I was on the other side of the issue. You wouldn't even know him. I would be Jesse who? Al who? Van who? Are you kidding? If I got on the other side of this issue, man, I would be Mr. Charismatic. To say I wouldn't be president of the United States is a joke. If I got on the other side of this issue, I'd be president of the United States. Now, look, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just telling you, I know my skill set, and I know what I'm capable of, and I know how y'all fight. You know, I would have crushed you. And Mason Weaver was one of those guys, and he stopped in his tracks and flipped and went the other direction. And he says, I immediately lost every friend, every sexual partner, you name it. Everything was gone in an instant. And he goes, man, let me tell you, he was like a top athlete being recruited for a major college. And he was a blue chip dude. That's the way they saw him. I'm not even kidding. If you go Google stuff with Mason Weaver, Clarence Mason Weaver, and see what I'm talking about. Profound brother, man. A pastor, knows the Bible. I wouldn't put him up there necessarily with Thomas Sowell, but he's very close. You're welcome, Mason. You deserve that shout out because a lot of people don't like to give credit to folks. And I will tell you this. I consider myself a very good thinker and very profound. I have never had a conversation with Mason that was involving politics, not stuff that I'm talking about dealing with family issues and things like that. But where we talk politics, I have never had a conversation with that man where I didn't leave going, wow, mind blown. Now, that should tell you something. So anyway, he left. And when he left, he became a staunch conservative. And this guy that's written this article, he says, even though I voted for every Republican presidential candidate since 1980, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016.
He says, many Republican nominees have been huge disappointments to me. I wasn't going to vote for yet another GOP candidate I thought would betray my trust. I couldn't imagine Trump as a genuine conservative who would champion limited government, respect individual freedom and liberty, and protect the unborn. But was I ever wrong? Although I didn't vote for Trump in 2016, I would crawl over broken glass to vote for him in 2020. Now, my mistake, I thought this dude was a lefty, but I still will tell you, I stand by what I said earlier. Leftists who leave the Democrats feel identical to this guy. Now, on a personal level, my older brother, he was the same way. Told me, based on religious convictions, he wouldn't vote for Trump. And had cast a vote for Republicans every election leading up to that. And said, he called me, says, I cannot vote for him. Lives in Texas, so I forgave him because I knew we'd still win the state. But he said, I can't vote for him. Trump wasn't president-elect. He was president-elect early on. He saves Carrier. He got inaugurated, mid-January, officially put into office. And I bet it was by the end of February, my brother calls me, one of the most profound thinkers on the planet. The reason why I think the way I think is largely because of him. He calls me and he says, dude, I owe you an apology. I said, for what? He goes, man, you were right about Trump. I was like, no, you don't owe me an apology. You owe Trump an apology. You don't owe me an apology. He goes, dude, I am amazed at this guy. And this was he wasn't even president a month and a half. And my brother called and said, I screwed up. And being that he is a very pious person, we've had subsequent conversations and he says, man, this guy's been the best president for religion, those who want to protect the rights of the religious, of any president in history. And I said, there you go. Anyway, this guy goes on, he says, in 2016, he says, I was convinced Trump was just another New York liberal. On election night, however, I smiled. I was happy that at least Hillary Clinton wouldn't be president. And I suspected that the next 4 years with Trump would at least be entertaining. Now, this is a guy who's happy Hillary lost, but he didn't vote for Trump. He's celebrating our win. I'm not mad at him, because like I said, my brother did the same thing. Celebrating our win, but can't really take part of it. I look at those pictures of the Democrats sad on election night with Hillary, and that after we slapped that smirk off their faces, and I can rejoice, and so can many of you. But for the people that didn't vote, you're welcome. He says, the primary reason I didn't vote for Trump in 2016 was I didn't believe him. I didn't trust that he would be pro-life, a non-negotiable issue for me. His bluster and bravado didn't appeal to me. I took him literally, but not seriously. In contrast to his supporters who took him seriously, but not literally. Credit to Peter Thiel for identifying this significant distinction. And I agree. Those are people who recognize that Trump is, there's some bluster, but he's going to defend himself. See, I have a respect for people that say, I don't know if I'm going to beat win in the fight. Doesn't matter. But if you think you're going to punk me out, it isn't going to happen. Because those are the people that say, you know, you get challenged in life. People are going to say, you know, you're an idiot for that. And you go, well, I might be an idiot, but I'm an idiot who thinks for himself. And you're not going to make me feel some way because you think you're going to bully me. I will respect that fight every single time. And I tell people many times, even, you know, as a trained pugilist, I don't think I can win every fight. That's not the point. What I need you to understand is that when it comes to principle, I will fight. Win or lose. We all got to die someday. You're going to die a chump or you're going to die standing up for who you are. Because let me tell you something. People are watching. They're watching you. Your kids are watching you. The friends of your kids are watching you. I could tell you stories where my friends, my son will go, well, these kids will say your dad's really strict and this or that. And I go, what do they say after that? They go, well, I kind of wish my dad was the same way. I go, you're exactly right. Anyway, folks, I could go on with this article. The point is that this guy saw the light. Many of you see the light and many Democrats see the light.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.